Hi there, happy Thursday, and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with one of your hosts, Lynn Bleasdale, and I am here with our super team, Sue Beckley, Sue Fields-DeLamonte, and Jessica Marie Tatro, plus Jaden, who is always working with us too. Welcome, team. Our guest tonight hasn't arrived yet, but we're hoping that she will be with us. So we're going to carry on and just hope that she gives us a heads up that she's here. But other than that, I'm just going to go to our various team members and see how your week been. How you doing, Sue Fields-DeLamonte?
I am trying my best to stay positive.
Uh-huh.
And keep the energy around me high, which is kind of difficult, but.
Yeah, it is for a lot of people, I think, right now. But
yeah.
Yeah,
there's so much negativity going on around us. It's really hard to keep our energy up and keep our light going, but we have to do it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But you're doing it, you know, and that's the thing. And it's like sometimes it's minute by minute, isn't it?
Yes, definitely, minute by minute.
Yeah. Jess and Sue B, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing good, much better than last week. I had gotten sick, and I'm feeling so much better now. I think I'm pretty much in the same boat as Sue there. I've really been trying to just bring my energy in because my energy can be way out there anyway. So I do this practice of just bringing in my energy. Kind of like a bubble to just kind of bring it back, you know, to me. Things are just kind of, you know, a little up in the air and emotions and things are running high, and I'm really trying to just, you know, step into that energetic field of light and optimism and hope and, you know, and just send out prayers. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Sue Beckley, where are you at? The same way.
I'm pretty much in the same boat with you all, and I was just saying to the girls before we came on that I've had to do some real energy protection around myself and protecting my light bodies because the collective is chaos times 10, and I don't like to swim in that water too much. I like to just kind of pull within when that's going on. It's not like I'm not aware of what's happening, but swimming in that water is not my thing. And so I just pull into myself and I surround myself with lots of light and attend to what I need to every day. Because, you know, one way or the other, whoever wins this election, you know, my life is still going to go on. The sun's going to rise every day and there's things to be done. So I just kind of try and stay in that thought process and energetically keep my vibration as high as I can. So that's what I'm doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whoa. Well, I'm a little north of you guys, so I'm more of an observer. But I must say, you know, even in Canada, we've got our toes curled up here for you, you know. It really is. You know, what do you do? You know, it's so bizarre. But it's like, you know, we talk about the eagle that rises above the storm, right? And, we're talking about going to that place where it doesn't touch you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it either goes deep down or we go up above the storm, you know, and you're flying. There is a place in everybody where you can't be touched by the thing of the world, like the ways of the world. It's spirit. And they're in the other side right now. They're going, na, 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 na. We're not having to go through it. I can hear Ryan. It's like, boy, I'm glad I'm not in Wisconsin now, boy. But, you know.
Yeah, they're going to get a black eye when I get up there. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, oh, it's okay. No, he can, he would, this is Ryan's nature to laugh his fool head off at us, you know. It's he, but I'm sure the compassion's there, you know, of course it is. But,
oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, sorry, were you going to say something there, Sue?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, we all have to keep in mind that we chose this. We chose to come to Earth at the time that we did and to experience these things. And, mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to stay high above the picture and the chaos, you want to go into the thoughts of, you know, what are we learning from this? And I try to stay there because there is a bigger picture with everything. And and I also believe, yeah, I believe in the divine plan. I think source, you know, I think we as a collective have a divine plan that we've all sort of agreed on, and we're just kind of getting there, you know. And
absolutely.
A lot of times you got to go through the darkness in order to see the light, and I know that's a cliche, but I think all cliches have a thread of truth to them. And so I just, you know, we're all going to be like waking up tomorrow, you know, if that's our sole plan to stay here on Earth. And so, you know, just do the best you can to make your family safe and yourself intact. And it's going to work out either which way. You know, people being too much in ego. I'm right. You know, that's not really serving you. My 2 cents on it. I don't know if it's worth 2 cents, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's worth it very much. Yeah, no, I remember this interview I watched with a guy who changes the light bulbs in the tops of microwave towers. So it's a really high and scary job that he does. And the guy who was interviewing him said, well, don't you get afraid? He said, of course I get afraid, but fear makes you weak. And he was right. And I've always kept that sort of as a little motto, you know, because when I do get afraid, I notice I get weak. It weakens you. So it's very, very strange. But, you know, fear is an option. You know, we choose. We choose our reaction to everything that we do. So, you know, we do have the free will to make the choice. But anyway.
And,
guys,
and also a good point with that, Lynn, is when you're in fear, the universe will send you more things to be afraid of. So I try at all costs to stay out of fear.
Absolutely, because the universe doesn't know what you're asking for. It just hears you asking. So, yeah, that's really, really, very good point. Wow. Anywho, we weren't even going to talk politics this show, were we? But we did a little bit.
No. It really is true what you were saying, how fear makes us weaker.
Mm-hmm.
But being human and being in this, excuse my language, shit show.
Go for it.
How do you stay away from the fear? How do you stay positive? You know, we look at all the crap that's going on, and it's like me, I worry about my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren and what they're going to have to experience with all the crap that's going on and all the negativity. I mean, that's my fear. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm old enough and I've been through enough of this that I can tell people to suck sausages, you know, and go on with my life and fight for what I believe in. But what about these younger people that are having to deal with this and the fear that they live in because they pick up on all the negative energies around them and the energy from, you know, from society, the fear that their parents are living in and what's going to be coming for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, see, that's the issue, Sue, is, you know, like when we're talking fear, you're thinking future. Because if you look what's right around you right now, and you can name off a list of all the things that are going right in your life right now, then there's not as much to be afraid of. Fear is more of a future-oriented thing. It's like
right.
we don't know what's going to happen, so we're anticipating the worst, and that's when you got to kind of pull yourself, you got to corral your thoughts back in and say, okay, what do I have to be afraid of right now? And if there's nothing, then you can say, okay, I'm going to drop that. Or if there is something to truly be afraid of, then you can deal with it. Like you start taking action to remedy whatever the problem is. But fear is a future thing, you know. And I'm saying as humans, we're all susceptible to it, and it's a
yeah.
normal thing. But I think that's like when we got to just, especially when you start thinking about your kids and your grandkids, because like we don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow, yet alone, you know, 10 years from now or 20 years from now. So, I mean,
absolutely.
Really, I get what you're saying because, you know, I've got grandkids too and I got my own kids and, you know, of course, I want my future to be nice too. But, you know, if we just stay right now, if we stay with what's right now, I can't name anything that's really going that wrong in my life that, I mean, that I can do anything about. There's a couple things that I'm not loving, but, you know, that's just life.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I deal with fear. If anybody else have any other tips?
Wow.
This is Jessica. For me, when I start going into fear mode or worry or I find myself in that space, I usually just have to, just really bring it back to the present, just the present moment, and stay there and be in that moment and just kind of move forward every little step of the way mindfully without that as much as you can. You know, I mean, we are still human, but with that awareness of being present and just kind of moving forward a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
Staying present, you know, and
yeah,
not letting that fear consume you.
Yeah.
It's not always easy, but it's there. And it's available, you know.
Absolutely.
I just, that's what I find the easiest is taking my mind back out of that fear-based, you know, place
mm-hmm.
and being more present
yep.
with it.
Well,
yeah.
It's like the Lao Tzu poem, right? Or it's a little, I guess it's a poem. If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present. And, gratitude
yep,
is a good one, too.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gratitude
great.
Will get you out of it. Yeah. There's pretty much not much you can't sort of heal up a little bit in the moment with just finding out what you're grateful for. But, wow.
And you know,
Lynn,
when it
uh-huh.
comes down to that, it just, like, if you can't think of anything else to be grateful for, how about just like, okay, I'm breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the sun showed
absolutely.
Up today. Yeah. Most
absolutely.
Of us can find at least one thing in our environment that's working that we could be grateful for, like the roof over our head or, you know, the fact that I had food today or here's my wonderful fluffy cat that loves me. I mean, just whatever it is that can bring that little bit of joy. So that's the focus and that's the shift.
Yeah. And if you're really
yeah.
of that sort of mindset, you can always be grateful for what didn't happen. You know, I didn't get
oh,
run over
yeah.
by a Mack truck today.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't attacked by alligators. You know, things have to get weird. But we have a caller lineup that I cannot quite believe, you guys. Do you feel like we should... I'm hoping Teresa is one of the mystery callers. I went through to try to find her. But anyway, we'll keep looking for her. Is everybody ready to go here? Or did you want to add anything?
Get her done.
Let's get her done. All right. Woo. Okay, so our first caller is Sharon, 954.
Yes, hi.
Here. Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
You're good.
I like your conversation. I like your conversation. I always try to give myself things to look forward to, and that puts me always in a better space, you
lovely.
Know, and I know
yeah.
there's so much negativity, you know, and... But whoever said about the lesson, it is a global lesson, I feel. And at the end of the day, it's get the lesson. And as far as the negativity about the children and the grandchildren, we can always use certain people as reverse powers of example, what not to do.
Oh, well
so
done. Yes.
That's my take
very
on it.
Very wise.
I agree completely.
Absolutely.
Yes. but anyhow, my question is, do you see me in a new relationship, in a new job? I mean, what do you see coming for the new year or part of what's left of this year? I was just wondering what your take on that was.
Wow. Oh, Sharon, this is Sue Fields Delamonte. As you were talking, I wrote down work and a question mark. I was going to ask you if you're looking for a new job. So,
Sort of, kind of. I think that's more probably for next year.
Yeah, or an advancement in a position, a step up is what I'm seeing. Like something maybe not in the same company or same field, but I see something coming in work-wise, and it's going to be like a step up from your normal.
Okay. Anything else? Relationship-wise, or
I'm not picking up anything relationship. I just right away picked up on the work.
Yeah.
So maybe one of the other ladies is. Anybody else?
Yeah, Sue, I did get...
Go ahead.
Is that Jessica?
Okay.
Give her.
Hi, Sharon. This is Jessica. The card that I had gotten for you immediately before I think you even got your questions out was the commitment card. And then I began... So this card is about commitment, and I'll read it to you in just a minute. But as I was flipping through the book, I was asking my team if this means a commitment and new love, and will this be coming towards you? And I got a yes. And you know, it's hard to give projection of timelines, but as of this space time reality that we're in right now, it's looking like in the next 6 months. So let me just read to you the commitment card. You dedicate yourself to your beliefs wholeheartedly, knowing that love is the essence of your very being. By trusting, respecting, and loving all that you are, you broadcast your clear readiness to do the work necessary to manifest your intentions. When you can come from a place of strong commitment and combine that with a strong sense of self, it sends a precise message to the universe that you're engaged and ready for this lesson. In this way, you are also developing faith in yourself as you move closer to manifestation. There will always be other questions with your priorities. Bless them with the understanding that your commitment is to you only. No one else is meant to understand it, for it's truly your personal journey, self-discovery, and healing. Oh, I really like that.
Oh, that's so nice. Wow.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, Sharon, so that's what I got. So I didn't – just the love thing came in for me. I didn't get anything on the job, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Sharon. This is Lynn. I neither got anything on the job either. Anyway, and it feels like you're just not ready yet for something. It feels like there's something forming in your energy that is going to figure out what you want to do, but it doesn't feel like you are ready to do it yet, whatever it may be. The relationships, I wrote down relationships – passing in the night, which is a bit of a play on words, I think, here. So look again if you have either passed someone by or if you do pass someone by, have another look, because it feels like you're passing, you know, like ships passing in the night. You're not recognizing each other. So if it doesn't, even though there's a guy that doesn't stand out, maybe, just remember that line that still waters run deep, and it may not be, it may be someone worth a second look is how it feels for you. So keep your, you know, keep your radar out. And if you're like getting that kind of feeling, don't go with that first impression. Like give it a bit of a chance, because you may just find a diamond in the rough. And that's what I have for you, Sharon. And I do, I'm not saying I don't think you're going to have a job. I just feel like you're formulating the thing in your heart and your soul that you want to do. You're finding your way in the dark. But I feel like when you do have that job, it's going to be one that was worth waiting for. And I don't even know if you've discovered what it is yet, you know?
Well, I'd better, because I'm going on 66 years old.
Well, that's,
I would say,
age is only a mind over matter. If you don't mind, matter.
And if you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. So I wouldn't worry about your age.
Yeah.
66 brings a lot of life experience. And
yes,
that is worth,
absolutely.
Yeah. So remember your worth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, remember that worth.
Yes, I totally agree, and thank you so much for your you know, insights, and I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. We still have Sue Beckley, if she's
yeah.
Hi Sharon. How are you?
Hi.
Honey,
good.
Okay, so good. I got a couple things for you. First of all, have you put aside something creative that you like to do? I'm getting a feeling of crafting. Do you do some kind of like crocheting?
I do have it's not crafting, but it's, you know, it's musical.
Okay. Piano. So what I'm hearing about that is that get back into that, and as you're flowing with your creative self and your music, the inspiration will come to you for your next career move, if there is one. Or I think I agree with Sue a little bit on, it feels more like expansion than a big move, like from one career to another. But if you do engage, get back into your music, I feel that you're going to find that inspiration, and some things are going to come to you because you get out of your head and into your heart, which your heart is where your intuitive is allowed to connect to you. And you'll start getting in tune with that internal direction. Okay. So that's what I have for you about that. Now, the next question I have for you is there one or a group of friends that you are planning on reconnecting with soon?
You know, I can't think offhand, but I have a good friend that I, you know, that I've reconnected with, but that was years ago. So, yeah.
So wait, so you've reconnected with this friend a couple years ago, but you haven't been in touch recently?
Well, we keep in touch a couple of times a week, but I moved back to New York from Florida, so I reconnected with my friend, yeah.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing, and you know, you could take this with a grain of salt, but I had the feeling of you reconnecting with a friend, like physically, and then through this friend, you're going to meet somebody. And I heard brother. So that's really specific. And it could be brother-in-law, could be physical brother. I don't know, but that's what popped into my head. So like I said, that's so specific. I don't know if you two are planning on getting, but it feels like next year for sure. It doesn't feel like this year, but I feel like it's a physical meeting, and then you're going to be introduced to somebody, and it's just going to kind of, you're going to be surprised, but it's going to be a nice introduction, you know, that could grow into something. So if I'm crazy, let me know. But, you know, if something like that happens in the future, please, you know, get back with us and let us know how it's going.
I will absolutely do that. I will absolutely do that. And again, I thank you so much for your time and your insights. And I will definitely take all that under advisement. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay,
thank
Sharon.
You.
Thank you for calling
in.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Our next caller, I didn't get a name. Hi, 954. You're on Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Mary calling from Florida. How are you, ladies?
Hi, Mary. How are you doing? How's it going?
Well, kind of on pins and needles. So I'm waiting on, like everybody else, election results, and now waiting to see if we're going to get a tropical storm coming in our backyard. So a little bit kind of on the jittery side. I just would like to see if you have anything from Spirit that comes through. I have a lot of questions regarding kind of where things are going to go from where I'm at and what's coming up for me in the near future, I guess, a couple months or so.
Okay. Well, I can go ahead if nobody has anything yet. And Mary, the line, you can never get enough of what you don't want is coming in.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. But it's not just, you know, one of those duck-billed platitudes that we say and then just let go. Ask yourself, why is the lesson repeating? Okay, you need to... And I know from personal experience and what I see with people around me is that the lesson is repeated until it is learned. So that's kind of an inside job for you, Mary, to figure out what it is that is going, you know, what you're doing over and over again, expecting different results. And I'm not trying to kick your butt or anything. So I know you have a hard time in your situation. The word permission came in, and it really is we give people permission to treat us the way they treat us, but we also teach people how to treat us. So I think you're still kind of in a loop, a behavioral loop with your husband right now. And, you know, standing up.
I'm not married. Person.
No, your partner.
It's a similar situation. It's the interaction, the dynamics would compare to marriage.
Yeah, your partner. I misspoke, but your partner. But the thing is, there's a loop, sort of almost like a play that gets acted out over and over again. So think about rewriting. Yeah, rewrite that play. Rewrite the plot there for yourself. Because really, you know, it's your time on earth that's getting frittered away with, you know, the constant argument loop. So, you know, I would stand up and claim your, you know, your space, claim your, and, you know, other people's behavior is not, you know, it's not your business. It's, you know, reactions are what you control. So I was thinking about Dr. Hugh Len. He talks about the Ho'oponopono technique. And
I'm familiar with that.
Yes, son. He changes people by changing himself. And it's an absolutely true thing. When you change, they change. So think about, you know, sort of rewriting that script for yourself. And with that, I'm going to turn you over to whoever wants to go next, Sue or Jessica. Okay, Mary. Love to you, hon.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you, darling.
I can go if no.
Go right ahead, hon.
Thank you.
Hi, Mary. So,
hey.
I'm I do cards, the oracle cards, and I get messages from spirit through these cards. The card that really flew out for you was responsibility. And this card says, you are aware of the power of your thoughts and the amount of love you express. Thoughts are energy. They're real. And they don't just belong to you. It is your responsibility to pattern your thoughts to reflect the highest levels of compassion and benevolence. As a responsible soul, you know that the totality of conscious thought creates reality. So be sure to do your part. Thoughts emanate from you constantly, and it is incumbent onto you. So make sure that the energy that you're projecting is loving. This is the crux of being mindful. You must practice constant vigilance so that negative, hurtful, harmful, spiteful thoughts that start to form are nipped in the bud. Compassion and empathy are great tools to use as filters for your thinking. Before you project a judgment, realize that you have little to no conscious awareness of what motivates another. Stand strong and be responsible within your power. Oh, that was really good. I hope that resonated. That was the card I got for you.
All right. Thank you. I didn't know if the dog was barking in the backyard where I am or was coming from you, so I went to see. So it must be on your end.
Oh, we've got dogs barking somewhere, eh? Somebody?
They
must be on edge, too.
Oh, we could be just getting spirit dogs coming in, too. It's happened.
Oh, maybe so.
It has.
Lynn, that's entirely possible because I kept hearing something about a dog.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
When we had the other caller on, and I was gonna listen to who the callers were coming in because I was picking up strongly about a dog.
Well, I have a neighbor's dog that's going to be moving with my neighbor who I'm very close to, and they're going to be moving away, and maybe you're picking up on that because I'm going to miss the both of them. I don't have a dog.
Mary.
I have a cat, so, but I'm going to miss the dog. And my neighbor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
So did Sue, do you guys have anything coming in for Mary? Or I guess he has a dog.
Yeah, this is Sue Beckley.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sue Beckley. Hi, Mary.
Hi there.
Hi, honey. So I have a question for you. A while back we talked, and I'm sitting here listening to everybody, and I just keep hearing community, community, community. And I think we talked about previously maybe you trying to get out a little bit. And
going well now because of the virus. It's starting to go the other direction. So I'm not as anxious to get out, and I'm out, but not, not in the way I'd like to be.
I see. So, I think that we're all kind of in the same boat worldwide with that.
Yeah.
Everything's
remote right now, and
all
cautious.
These different reports and whatnot, and caution. I still think that, with the masks and everything like that, because you can go to the grocery store, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm doing what's necessary, and I have medical appointments. I have really no choice with that. And spending a lot of time doing what's necessary to help myself.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to open a sort of a lifeline for yourself when you get back into some kind of community action. And so, to put it in kind of a perspective for you, the way I'm feeling it is, if you can go to the grocery store with your mask and whatever preparations you use to protect yourself, that's putting an energetic field around you as well as physical protection, right?
Right. Oh,
I feel like you're going to you're going to feel more better and as a sovereign individual when you do start making these connections outside of appointments and groceries and things like that. I just want to say bingo. I'm sorry, I got to say it. I said it before and I keep going back to it. I have a feeling if you get connected with a center or that offers bingo once a week or twice a week,
used
I think you're
to
gonna...
actually. I used to go into a Legion center, and they had bingo, and they had a lot of different events and cookouts and things, but everything is very limited, if not, at all right now.
So I think that, this isn't going to last forever, okay? And so, again, we talked before also about motion, personal motion, and even if you're doing, there's this thing called isometrics, and so if you're sitting and watching TV even, you can do isometrics where you take a muscle group and you tighten it.
I'm familiar with that. I've been through a lot of that. I've been doing the EFT techniques. I've studied a lot of that.
I'm thinking in particular with your legs to do the isometrics, and again, it's about energy flow and tapping into new sources of energy. And then when you do have to go out, try not to be so afraid. I mean, you've got your protective mask. I sense that you probably wear gloves. And
I don't always, because I've read the theory where they say that if you're wearing gloves, you might be more tempted to touch your face or spread from one place to another. But I'm constantly taking either a sanitizer with me or cloth, wiping down carts and normal.
Yep. My team is telling me that you're doing everything that you need to do to feel safe. So just have security in that. Okay.
Yes.
You're creating a nice energetic protection around yourself with those beliefs and those actions. So believe in your energy field, because that's going to protect you, okay? And, if you can get some more motion or the isometrics with the legs, keep that energy moving. And like the girl said, focus on you, especially with Lynn saying, if there's a pattern that you find yourself repeating, then, you got to change that focus and try and get it onto something else that's more you-oriented, okay?
I'm working on myself all the time, but I've just got a very disruptive energy going on, and I can't make it right now. And I don't know what I'm going to do right now about it. I try to avoid it. I try not to engage. I've tried many different tactics to diffuse it.
Well,
but it's a disruptive energy within another person that I can't control, or I don't try to anymore, but it's still, it's not conducive to what I want to be doing for myself.
No, I understand. And, there's a lot of relationship changes going on in the collective, in humanity. I mean, people left and right, I hear it constantly, and it's even happened in my own life, where all of a sudden, relationships that have gone on for a long period of time, they're just coming to a natural end, and that can be karmic.
Think that people, and even roommates or whoever, I don't think anybody is really able to have, this cohesive relationship 24/7, 7 days a week when you're under this much stress in so many factors and you're together all this time. I think something's got to give. It's just like you're going to be who you want to be, and if it's always disruptive, then it is going to break apart. There are many people
that's
going through that. I don't like jumping around, especially as you get older. I want to be in a, with one person. I'm not one that likes to just bounce around.
Well,
the
key to what I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, whether it is a karmic relationship or not, which it feels like, what a lot of people are finding is that when they finally close the door on a relationship that has proven over and over again that it isn't working, there's a freedom that accompanies that decision. And it's a freedom that goes both ways. It's not just for the benefit of one. It's for the benefit of both. And the freedom and the release and the relief that can come from saying, okay, we've tried our best. We've given it a good shot. We've done all that we can. And, you know, I love you, but I can't be with you anymore. I mean, that can be release you in such a way that you couldn't even imagine. And so I'm not telling you that that's what you need to do, but it's something you might want to consider.
All right. Long range, I may have to. But, again, we're dealing with so many economic restrictions that right now it's impossible to maintain my status, any kind of status, by going off on my own.
I think this is one of the reasons why my team keeps telling me to get you involved in community, because I know it sounds counterintuitive during this COVID thing, but I have a feeling you're going to meet up with somebody and you're going to be like peas and carrots, and you may decide on alternate living arrangements based on that. Now that's a broad projection, but that's what it feels like to me. So. I just wonder if it's
someone from my past. There was someone from my past, and it was a very long-term, very cohesive and very good friendship. And it is, but it's in a different capacity at this time. It's not a connection like I had. But I know the difference between getting along with a person and having somebody on your wavelength and somebody who isn't. But,
I think that that's what this current relationship is showing you. I mean, you're getting the full spectrum of what you like and what you feel you can deal with every day. And you're feeling the energy drain, are you not?
Yes,
I am. So you're on the right path. Just keep going with your intuition and try and take care of your body. Try and release the energy as much as you can. And keep the flow in your legs in particular. And, you know, when you can and you feel you're ready, please try and get out there in the community, because I think this is going to happen. I think it's going to be important for you. Okay?
I am searching for a spiritual community. I had one for many, many years, but it broke apart and it changed form. It was no longer the same kind of way that it started out, and it completely changed form, and I had to distance myself. So I have a loss of many, many spiritual outlets and people and circumstance that completely just vanished, like in a couple of years. It's like, wow, you know, everything fell apart. And I've been searching for another spiritual connection and group, but it just hasn't been there.
So just put your intention out into the universe and try not to be too specific as to what this group needs to look like. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, it could be a bingo group. It could be something as simple as just you're getting out and having a good time and meeting new people. So, you know, try not to be too specific, but put out your intention that you're going to meet, you know, your next soul group, and you know, just believe that it's coming, okay?
Yeah, I will continue to do that. Thank you very much. Thanks for being on. And I just wondered if you get any inclination as to when perhaps we're going to have some definitive answer regarding the election.
You know, honestly, Mary, for myself personally, I've just completely handed that over to Source. You know, I've seen so many things through this process, and it would take hours for me to get into it all, but I'm just taking that real healthy step back and letting go and letting letting the universe take care of it. So I don't have an answer for you, hon. I'm sorry. Maybe one of the other girls.
Somebody might. Excuse me.
Yeah, wish we knew.
I just thought maybe somebody, you know.
Oh, hey, Mary, if we could predict the future, we would all have those lottery numbers, I swear. We would have, like, you know,
for sure.
They say that isn't a good thing to do, that's misusing your gifts, but in this case.
It's funny. Sometimes you just can't get that answer, you know, and you can burst your brain trying to get it. But,
right.
Yeah.
I work with a pendulum a lot, and I keep getting the same answers, and I've been pretty on point with this pendulum thing, so I won't say what, but I'll go with that.
You know what? Get your intentions straight in your mind and stay with that picture, right? Visualize
yeah,
it first.
That.
Yeah, and it may take time, but you know, don't lose track of that visualization. You know.
Oh no, I know what I want to see. I want to see a better day, and I think
we
it's
all
coming.
Do for you too. Yeah. Yeah, you certainly have it coming, I think, Mary. But, stay strong. Yeah, stay strong and carry on, as they say in England there.
Yes, ma'am.
Oops. Oh, shoot, Mary, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. There you are. Sorry, I clicked the button.
I need to let someone else get a chance here. And I hope maybe your guest will show up maybe the next time. And
yeah, she may have just, you know, who knows, that's okay. I'm sure she's fine, but we'll have her on another time. Oh, I did it again. Mary, I'm sorry. I keep clicking you off. But anyway, Mary, hang in there, kid, and call us back. Let us know how it goes. I'm just moving on here to 917. There we go. 917, you're on the air. I didn't get your name.
Oh, it's no problem. My name is Tim. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Is it Tim, T-I-M?
Yep, T-I-M.
Okay,
you got it.
Perfect. How can we help you tonight, Tim? Did you have a question?
Yes, I do. I was calling to see if there was any message from Spirit in regards to the manifestations I'm trying to work on. Not trying. The manifestations that I'm working to bring some new abundance, like a new job and different things in. I've just been setting my intentions, doing a little chakra meditation at night with some crystals before I go to sleep, asking for any guidance. Just curious if there's any messages or tips for me.
Okay, absolutely.
Hey, Tim, this is Sue Delamonte. How are you, hon?
I'm good.
Are you looking for a new romantic partner interest?
Not really. I'm trying to work that part out with my current partner. We are on different pages in many respects, but I'm trying to work that out.
Okay, because I was seeing a partner and love interest, so that could possibly mean, since you're trying to work it out, that things will start turning around that way for you. Partner was the very first thing that popped up.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, really weigh all your options, your pros and cons. You know all of this already because you are such a loving soul and you have so much to give.
Thank you.
Just make sure that you're not compromising too much.
Okay.
And are you trying to start a creative type business or thinking about something creative?
Thinking about it, I'm a great storyteller and I'm great with people, so it's kind of the opposite of what I'm doing now. So I have this creative energy, I just have no idea at the moment how to turn that into something. So that's part of, I feel like you got to try to go with your talent. So even though I don't know, I'm trying to visualize how being creative with for you.
A book? Are you thinking book?
At some point, yes. I was thinking a book, yes.
Start writing your thoughts down.
Okay.
You get a separate notebook now and start writing it. I'm seeing like a life story type thing, possibly a guidance for other people that could possibly go through the same situation, so it would be an encouragement to them.
Okay.
You do have a very sunny disposition. You're able to communicate with a lot of people and get your point across. So get a specific notebook just for that. Start writing your thoughts. Don't worry about putting it in book form yet. Just write down your experiences and your thoughts. Anything that pops up that you can help somebody else with, and keep jotting down, and it's going to come easier and easier and easier to where it does transform into a book.
Okay.
And I can see you giving like speeches and lectures and things too.
Wow. Okay.
So stay who you are, because you're an awesome, awesome soul, Tim, and you have so much to share with everybody else. So, like I said, don't compromise too much, sweetie, because you're a hell of a guy.
Well, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. I hope that helps a little bit.
It does indeed.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to jump in, Tim, after Sue. This is Sue Beckley. I'm so right along with what Sue Fields is telling you. Because I was hearing, as you were speaking, Tim, I was hearing 2020, the year of observation, seeing things clearly. And so as far as you asked about manifestation, I agree with her completely. Do the notebook thing, put those thoughts in there, ideas, anything that's popping in. But I think next year is going to be the year where you're going to start putting it into manifestation. You know what I'm saying, as far as on paper. But I heard very clearly 2020 year of observation. So you've done a lot of observation and you're really taking in a lot, probably even more than you realize yourself. And so when you have that opportunity, when the air clears a little bit, so to speak, I want to say the beginning of next year, probably right into April, those observations are going to start forming into more concrete material for you. If you do decide to write a book, I think that's going to be really good for you. And like Sue said, I could even see that the public speaking, I think that would be definitely a possibility. So I'm concurring with Sue. Okay. And that's what I have for you, dear.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Jessica, anything coming in for you, hon?
Yes. Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
I got this card probably about 5 minutes ago when you first came on. And I think it's really going to resonate with what the other ladies are saying, though. The card I got for you is priorities. You understand the paramount importance of manifesting love in all situations. Through love and understanding, you are able to put the pieces of your own puzzle together. And by doing so, you have a deeper awareness of who you are and why you are here. Regularly take a moment out of your day to reassess your priorities. Confirm that you are living the life that you have intended, that you aren't wasting energy on the things that don't feed your soul's growth. Focus on what's important to you and why. Are you happy with your current situation? Are you doing your best to help make others happy? Are there people in your life who are not supportive of your goals? Pausing on your daily journey to reestablish your priorities, using love and compassion as your guide, gives you a better indication of your path forward. So much of life on earth is a distraction, and the ego can be fragile and petty. And that in those moments, just stop, listen to your heart. Your number one goal is love yourself and share that love. All the other diversions rank after that. Love in the physical dimension is not easy, nor was it meant to be. You have to practice instilling the energy of love into your habitual thought process. Prioritizing decision-making then becomes so much easier. The choice always comes down to love. And that was the card I think Spirit had for you. It came flying out. I hope it resonated with you, Tim.
It did indeed. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Beautiful. Okay, and Tim, this is Lynn. And what came in for you? I got a flower coming in for you, a flower symbol. And it's the sweet alyssum flower. And what it brings to you is the meaning of grace, playfulness, and wonder to you. This flower invites the energies of new opportunity. It corresponds to the crown chakra, and in numerology, the number for alyssum is 8. So if you want to look up the spiritual meaning of the, I think I'm pronouncing it right, alyssum, A-L-Y-S-S-U-M, and that flower comes into you. I feel like this is really validating what everybody else was saying, and I too love your energy, Tim. I think you're just going to like blast out onto the world and find quite an audience when you start putting your energy out there. So I'd say just keep on keeping on and watch it come into you, in for you. Beautiful.
Thank
the creative
so
energy is astounding, yeah.
You guys have all been a tremendous help. Thank you so very much.
Okay, Tim, thank you so much. Call us back. Let us know how it goes, would you?
I'll definitely check back in. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Love and light, Tim.
Thank you. Have a good night,
honey. Yeah. Okay. So where are we going here? So we've got 551, and 551, could we get your name, please? 551, are you with us? Okay, I'm skip over, and we're going to move on to Constance at 612. Hi, Constance, how are you doing?
Oh, well, you know, I am just sending out so much love. Because my city is in full-blown riot mode, and they have arrested and 700 people that closed down the interstate last night.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
And you know, so it's become a place that I don't recognize, so all I can do is send out love and light to those that are so troubled that would get arrested, and the National Guard is here, you know. So,
wow.
You know, we're really struggling in this thing, and it's all about this election, and unfortunately, there's just you know, it's going to be what it's going to be, period. Mm-hmm. You know. And whatever it happens, we all have to accept what happens. Whether we'd like it or not, we're going to have to live with it for the next 4 years. And so I'm sending out lots of love, and I want to read you something that I posted today.
Okay.
It said, far away, there in the sunshine are my highest aspirations. I may not reach them, but I can look up and see their beauty, believe in them, and try to follow where they lead. And that's Louisa May Alcott. And she never left the United States of America. She traveled in her own sphere on the East Coast, you know, kind of like those very early authors. And then I have another one because I got a call yesterday because I am a COVID-19 survivor, and I have just been told that I'm what's called a long hauler, which means that I've healed very slowly. I was a ballerina dancer by trade for 41 years, and now I'm unable to walk, which is on many levels a big lesson. And today I can march, but you know, I can't. I am essentially in the bed, and so I have to travel other ways and keep that positive energy flowing. And I do that through classical music, because I know what I hear it. I get messages. In the month of November, three of my family crossed, and this is what I got from one of them. Bach gave us God's word. Mozart gave us God's laughter. Beethoven gave us God's fire. God gave us music that we might pray without words from a German opera house. And so music is prayer without words. Think about it. Think about how it was created. How did it come into their heads? How could they write those notes and so quickly and just produce like Mozart and Bach and Beethoven? And today I was listening to Itzhak Perlman, who is more, you know, crippled with polio, play the Beethoven violin concerto. And I thought to myself, well, I can't quite walk yet, but I will. Mm-hmm. I will walk again. And I don't know when I have to have a very serious surgery to put me back together. I had three near-death experiences that became, and Lynn will understand this because she works with me. The first one was July 3rd, which happened to be my mother's birthday. And then I was in the hospital and almost crossed. And then I left the hospital September 30th, which was my dad's birthday. So that's very significant that my parents, who both have crossed, it was their birthdays that these things took place. I got a call yesterday from a musician who took over an orchestra that my uncle had founded and conducted here in my state. And he said to me, quote unquote, "I wish Rolf was still with us because I need to speak to him. I need to ask him questions. I'm really... you know, he's troubled with the dynamics going on here in this orchestra, and so is everyone else, frankly. But they have to kind of cope with it for the next year and a half. But my grandfather was an original member beginning in 1909, so." We have had 111 years in this orchestra, family-wise. So when people ask me a question, I don't, you know, I'll answer it. But I don't go on the advertising mode because, you know, then they think that you're fawning or flaunting or doing whatever, you know. And all I really want to do is walk again. And the music heals my soul because I used to dance 60 hours a week. My feet were my instrument. And so yesterday I said to this musician, I said, imagine you losing the feeling in your hand. One or the other wouldn't really matter because bowing is bowing and fingering is fingering and a musical instrument. And I said, I've lost the sensation in my feet. And so I struggle with that every day of my life. I struggle with the thought that, you know, that there, I choose to get guidance, to have help, to walk again. Today I was able to stand for 10 minutes. That's a record. That was really good work. And then I marched. And on Tuesday I marched 100 steps with a walker.
That's wonderful.
You know, so
yeah.
I am making progress, but it's like from the ballerina standpoint, you work your guts out, you know, 60 hours a week, you know, and so this is kind of like doing the same thing only on a different level and trying to make them work again. So I wanted everyone to know that I COVID, you can survive it. All of Europe is locked down. I've heard from colleagues in Berlin and London, and no planes are flying in. They are, and also in Rome, they are locked down because of COVID-19. It is another wave, and the United States of America is 2 weeks behind. And I want people to please be cognizant that this is something that is highly contagious, and wear your masks always, because it is so easy to catch. And I caught mine in a place that advertised it was COVID-free. It was a transitional care unit, and nearly crossed. So, you know, my message is one of hope and and sending love for this election to whomever may prevail, you know, and love to the people that are suffering with COVID-19 and answers for those for that man who called me yesterday about the music and said, what do we do, you know. And I said, you chose him, you have to deal with it, you know. And it'll be 2022 before it changes.
Constance,
you know,
this is
so.
Constance, this is Sue Beckley. When you mentioned Ralph, I got a very bright light that came into me, and I felt the words "hold the light." And what you said about the poem that you read is beautiful. I love it. Keep doing that with the vision, because that's why you're getting the 10 minutes standing in the walker time, because you're visualizing it. So I think that was confirmation from Ralph that you've brought his light in to assist you. And that message is for you to keep holding that light, the visualization of the future and what you want it to be. The outside world, the rioting, all of that stuff, you can observe it, but don't be of it. Don't get into that energy. Okay?
No.
And just keep imagining yourself walking again, breathing freely, and that energy will sustain you. That will get you to that vision that you're looking at, okay?
Yeah, Rome passed November 20th. And so, and I took care of him in his final days, and he said a lot of things to me that were pivotal about the music world, because he was very well, highly respected, and a professor of music. He was a PhD, and I called I didn't know this until they all passed away, and I had to write their obits. But they were all PhDs on parade, you know. It was like, say what, you know? I mean, but they never talked about it. And so, the lineage that comes down to me, beginning in, you know, 1800s, and they were all artisans of the highest caliber, and it came to me, and I was the only one of my generation. I carry that flame, and Lynn will tell you that I the carrier of the flame. And she talks about you, Sue Beckley, that you are phenomenal in the light work that you do. And the team is phenomenal. And I haven't called in and maybe, I don't know, it's been maybe a year because I spend time with Lynn. But I felt the need, and I'm not really, I think that it's these things, the world does things to clean house. You know, God cleans house. Mm-hmm. And what's going on right now is a cleaning of a lot of things. And it's
yes.
not over till the fat lady sings, as they would say. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm not buying into it. I'm not even observing it very closely because it's too crazy, you know.
That's
I mean,
smart.
If you do, you,
really smart.
You,
yeah.
you would go absolutely nuts. I'm
yeah.
more involved in my own healing process. And also, I was supposed to have a surgery November 19th, and then I canceled it because I cannot walk yet, and I have
yeah.
to be able to walk in order to have that surgery. And I believe,
right.
and you ladies can tell me if you see this, but I believe it will happen in February 2021, and
mm-hmm.
That's my gut chakra talking to me,
mm-hmm.
my heart, and I could be terribly wrong, but
well, let's see, Constance. Let's see if Jessica has a card for you. What card comes up for you?
Yes,
Yes,
I do. This card came out just so it was your card all the way, and I understand why now from listening to you. So the loyalty card came out for you. Your reliability demonstrates your loving sense of devotion and consistency of being. Your loyalty is measured by the strength of your commitment and your relationships and obligations. You possess an unwavering faithfulness. Your soul is stirred only when you unselfishly have the best interests of others at heart. The devotion is freely given with a true sense of unconditional love. Loyalty asks you to be steadfast in those motives and unwavering in your ideals. Be a living example of others. Demonstrate how your belief in a person, cause, or principle can enrich your life experience, expand your horizon, and bring you a sense of solidarity and oneness. Oh, I love this card. And as I was shuffling, I kept hearing that you're such a beautiful, dedicated, and loyal soul and person, you know, to life, to your contract. And I just kept hearing that about you. And it's just ironic that I got the loyalty card for you. I just think you're a beautiful person inside and out, Constance. And I hope that card really helped.
It didn't. And I must tell you that. I can't tell you how many promises that I've kept for those that were about to pass and then did. And then I was the one, I used to be an events planner side of being also a ballerina. And then I said to myself, how did I become a funeral planner? I'm being an events planner, you know. And then, it was my entire family. It was six people in 5 years, and they were all artisans of the highest caliber, and then I had all they were published. They were known worldwide. I didn't know this until they passed. I had no clue because their egos weren't out of control. The person on the podium here, his ego is out of control. And that's the call that I got yesterday. What should we do? And I said, you're just going to have to ride the waves.
Yeah.
Ride it out, because it will change. It's over in 2022.
Yeah.
You know, and then I felt like I was so honored because somebody trusted me, knowing how many members of my family were there and sat on that stage and played that music and sent love to that orchestra. And they're
mm-hmm.
still sending love and energy. And they're saying, don't give up the ship, boys. You know, my father used to say before a very difficult symphony, okay, boys, let's begin the hanging. You know,
yeah.
because that's how hard the music is to play. And they are doing the most difficult things. You know, like I danced the most difficult things, and I set Stravinsky works, and I danced Stravinsky. And, you know, these are things that are true and real. And he changes music signature bars about every bar is, you know, 2, 4, 4, 6, 8, 1, 10, you know, and it's like, imagine the orchestra is playing that and we are dancing to it. You know,
yeah.
it's like an unbelievable, you know, mega, you know, contribution, and people don't know how difficult that is for all parties concerned. And so,
Constance, we've got a lot of callers waiting. So I want to see if we can get, did Sue Fields, Dalamonte, did you have anything coming in for Constance?
No, hon, I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. sorry, Constance, we've got to keep moving because we have a lot of callers to get to. But did you have any questions you wanted to just before we...
Is the surgery February? Am I correct? Am I gut?
I got a big
always
yes.
Always go with
that.
Your gut. Yeah. Always go with your gut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you're going to, it's so slow. It's like the tide coming in, right? You don't really notice it coming in, but it does. And the healing comes in like the tide for you. So it's very small. It's very incremental, but it definitely is coming forward for you. And I'm getting a great big yes on February being a healing time for you. And from there...
Okay.
It goes on. So I wouldn't even let the political situation rent space in your head. I know you're in Minneapolis, and it's a very, very scary city right now for many, many reasons. But again, we talk about the eagle flying above the storm, or we can talk
mm-hmm.
about the underwater
the
life going. Yeah, or the underwater
yeah.
life goes right to the bottom of the pond, and there the storm
right.
can't touch you. So your mind is very, very powerful. And that is what is going to get you to the winning the goalpost that you're after. And I get a really big yes. And I think you know what Jessica was reading for you from the card is going to keep the royal energy. Yeah, you've got that to overcome. And so yes, you are. You know, I feel you are. And I'm sorry we have to cut it short. We've just got
no,
to get
I
to
just
our
want
other
to
comments.
You. As I bid you good night, ladies, I want to say be strong, be brave, be beautiful always. And God love you, and Lachaim. Lachaim in Hebrew means to life.
And to life to you, Constance. And you are a very
Thank
beautiful
you.
Soul.
Thank you.
And we'll send you, we are all sending you love as we connect
yeah.
on the radio here. Okay,
Thank
my dear.
Thank you so much for your time.
Love and
light,
darling. And we'll talk to you
love
soon,
love
okay?
You.
Okay?
Okay.
Blessings, love. Okay. Bye-bye.
Blessings to you, too.
Okay. All right. Sorry we had to cut you off there, Constance. So we're going to move on to I guess we'll try 551 one more time. 551, are you with us? Okay, they seem to have, maybe we've put them to sleep. Okay, well, they'll move on then to our next caller.
Hello.
Hi, 504, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, my name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show. How can we help you tonight?
I am looking for a job, or the job I'm in, to get better. And I was wondering if you see anything about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone get anything? Just jump on in.
Hi, Debbie. This is Sue Delamonte. I'm hearing new year, new choices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I feel like after the new year, things are going to take a turn for you, and things are going to get much better.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I work with some difficult people, and I think that, you know, it won't, like, the next person they've gotten, but there's two women I work with, and the new one's worse than the one before. I'm like, okay, God, what are you trying to teach me here?
They are trying to teach you patience, acceptance, and how to stand your ground. Because women women can be the worst witches in the world to work with.
It's so true.
It
I mean,
is.
I hate to think that, though.
Well, not all women are like that, but there are some out there, and they are catty, they are backstabbing, their egos get in the way, they have to be the center of attention, and snot on everybody around them as they're trying to push their way up the ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to learn to be stronger, to pick your battles and be more vocal.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, in the right way. I mean, as much as you would like to go in and let them know exactly what you're thinking, you to. I'm trying to keep it PG because I can.
Okay.
Instead of going in there and telling them to eat fudge,
mm-hmm.
Your lesson is to learn to pick your battle and to voice it properly, but voice it where it is heard, setting boundaries for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and setting your goals and reaching your goals.
Mm. Okay.
Don't let them be a mountain in your path. Let them be a speed bump.
Okay.
That's what I got for you, hon. I hope it helps a little bit.
It does. It does.
I like that, Sue. That's good.
I wanted to, a little bit of Sylvia was coming out, and I wanted to say so much more, but I'm trying to keep it PG.
Well, you're so good, but you know.
Okay.
This is Lynn, Debbie, and what I got was the color purple coming in for you. I don't think we're talking about red and blue in the political sense. We're talking about the color purple representing the future, the imagination, and dreams. And it's inspiration, and it's kind of bringing your dreams to full fruition here. And I wrote down... From Star Trek, boldly go where no one has gone before. There, it feels like you're not quite opening a door for yourself that you could open.
Okay.
It changes everything. So if there's something you're feeling a little chicken to do, don't hold back. Open that door and trust. What comes into my mind is that meme I keep seeing if you're afraid to jump, you know, because you might fall, well, you just might fly too. And the thing is,
okay.
You will be upheld, I feel, if you take the chance that gets you out of this sort of, as Sue was saying, you know, you got those, that nasty energy that you're working with. I would like put that behind me and move on to the thing you're dreaming about. It is possible. And I think if you put your heart into it, it's absolutely going to happen for you. So
okay.
I'll move you. Yeah, I move on to Jessica and Sue Beckley and see what they've got. We're down to our last
okay.
5 minutes here, so
oh, okay.
Let's see what they've got to say.
I can go. Actually, I didn't get a card with her. I just kept getting from what Sue Filamonte was talking about. I just kept getting for her that there's going to be a change or an advancement in her job situation or choices within the next 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
If we're talking, you know, our time-space reality as it is. So, yeah, that's what I got for you. I wanted to keep it short so we could get to
okay.
the other. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, thank
you. Hi, Debbie. This is Sue Beckley. And I've certainly had enough challenges with working with women in my life, and so I'm kind of feeling what everybody else is saying, but I'll tell you this, my mother came in while you were talking, and she's in spirit, and she goes, tell her the Sukolov story. And I was like, oh, that's a long story, but I'm gonna shorten it for you. My mother had this travel and tourism professor, and oh man, the two of them just rubbed against each other like sandpaper. And she was talking to me one day about it, and I said, geez, I don't know what you're gonna do. I said, I guess keep your head down, Mom, and just don't say too much. And then she went to her counselor and he says, well, why don't you try and turn it around? And I said, okay, tell me more. What did he say? And he said along the lines of, you know, you guys have something that you have in common, which is you don't feel like you're being heard, and you're rubbing against each other for that reason. He said, why don't you try just maybe, I don't know, after a class, just come up to him and say, you know, this part of your lecture I'm really interested in learning more about, or, you know, find something to ask
mm-hmm.
him about his expertise, because really he is the
okay.
professor, he's expertise. So, long story short, she did that, and I'm telling you, it just was like magic. It just turned the whole thing around for them. And so I've tried to employ this in my life when I find a difficult relationship. And while I was in the master's program for social work, I had a very different ideology than most of my cohort, and I tried to employ that idea of, you know, asking more, like, push it just a little bit further. Let me understand what you're saying just a little bit more, because maybe I'm not hearing you right, or maybe my own preconception about what you're saying is blocking my ability to hear you. And so
mm-hmm.
I would do that. And I'll tell you, you're not going to find people that disagreed so much in politics as we did. And this is back in the time when, you know, Obama was first being elected. So that was a toughie. And I'm not trying to
uh-huh.
get into politics. What I'm saying is when you find that there's a rub with other individuals, whether they're male or female, you know, just try to put the ego aside just a little bit and say, okay, maybe I'm not quite understanding exactly what the issue is here between us. Let me listen a little bit more. And
mm-hmm.
so that's the theme of that story with my mother. And I'm not saying be a kiss butt, or I'm not saying put your ideals completely aside. I'm saying just open up just a little bit, because once you learn the art of hearing others, you may not agree with them, but when somebody feels that they've been heard, they're less defensive.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's funny because the manager I used to not get along with at all, and she's a female. And then we've had several people, and this newest one is really mean. So it's made me and the manager actually bond, because we both got attacked. So it's funny that she actually bonded us, but it's just, a crazy situation, but I understand what you're saying for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you got this. You've got a great personality, and sometimes it just comes down to agree to disagree and you know, but being respectful, great.
Yeah.
And some people don't like that, but as long as you maintain your own integrity, there's nobody that can touch you, dear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
That's so cool. I love that. Yeah, okay. That's very true. Oh, Debbie, thank you so much. We really appreciate
you
calling in. And let us know how it goes, would you?
Oh, sure.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, we love to hear the, you know, people calling back and just sort of touching base. And so I hope we hear from you again. Love and light to you, Debbie. And don't take any wooden nickels there, eh?
Okay.
Okay, lovey. All right. So we're just at the end of our show, guys. And so I'd like to just get everyone, Sue Beckley, how can people find you?
Okay, thanks. I am a intuitive empath and I do quantum healing, and you can find me at quantumexplorations.com. That's on Facebook and that's my personal website. And you can also find me on the Sacred Embers team on Facebook.
All right. And Jessica, how can people find you? And Jaden?
I'm my profile. You can check me out. My name is Jessica Marie Petro, and my son and I in spirit. Our group is called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And it's a private group. You can come check us out. And we'd love to have you. Thank you.
Beauty. Sue Field Salamonte, how can people find you? And, you know, what do you do? And if so, why?
I am Field Salamonte. You can find me on Facebook and on my personal page and also on the Sacred Embers page. I am a psychic, empath, animal communicator, natural healer, do a little bit of everything. Ordained minister if you're looking for spiritual counseling. Just a little bit of it all. And how about
I'm sorry,
you?
Sorry, I have to share a memory that just popped in, Sue, of you. You and I were reading on the air one time on one of our shows, and you got a name come in from a Scottish, someone who had been a Scottish person in the physical, it was in spirit, and you're like, I can't pronounce, you couldn't pronounce the name, you kept going, it was Euphigenia coming, the name was Euphigenia, and you could not pronounce it, but you sure did get that name, it was quite funny, I just had that memory. Oh my goodness. Oh, it was,
you know, I'm a southerner from Kentucky, and some things I just can't say, and especially if my southern accent starts coming out, honey child, I'll tell you what.
Well, I loved the person you were reading for was so cool. They just, oh, I know who you mean, and she pronounced it for you, but, oh, I still laugh. Yeah, it's too good. Whoa. Okay, and I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm a psychic intuitive. I work as a medium, and I am on lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And we are all on the Sacred Embers website, sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And you can find us all on Facebook on the Sacred Embers group page. Thank you to all our callers and all our listeners, and especially to this most fan-damn-tabulous team. I love you guys. I just love working with you. And, I guess till next week, love and light to you all.
Love and light.
Thank you. Many blessings and much love.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you all. And here's Louis to send us off.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I. think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.